Yes, hello.
Hi, Colin. It's Paul from Local Splash. How's everything going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I happy Friday, you know? We made it.
Happy Friday.
Yes, sir. I do too, but I mean, Fridays are still good.
We woke up this morning, right? That's the biggest thing. We woke up this morning.
Above dirt and vertical is always a good day, you know?
Yes, amen. How you doing today?
So, you know, when I spoke with Cody, he was really excited. I think he got you on the line. I think you guys are ready to take your business to the next level. Cody actually gave me his credit card and told me to go ahead and run that $299. That's a flat rate. It's a fixed rate. It's not ever going to go up on you. It is all inclusive, so there's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. Of course, you're not paying for leads, so it's different than Angie. You're not going to get a phone number and then have to chase that number down. You're just going to get more phone calls. We're going to build a website for you guys. We're going to make sure that people can find it. They don't need to know the name of your company, but as long as they're in your service area looking for your services, then you're going to be found. Now, Cody was kind of saying he kind of wants to focus or have you guys kind of grow at this point in particular, you know, the demo clean out, remodeling, you know, the dump trailers and things like that. And I know that you guys offer so many different services. I did want to let you know that we can promote you for all of the services. He kind of said, and more, right? Like, we want to list you for the other services as well so you can get those phone calls. And
general contracting,
Exactly. So he was saying, because he kind of works at that 9 to 5 at Valvoline, or it's not 9 to 5, it's a full-time job, but he does 4 days on and 3 days off. But he was saying that you'd be the guy who would kind of spearhead this. You should be like our primary point of contact. He thought it was best that we did the client interview with you. So that's kind of where our conversation ended, and that I wasn't able to speak with him again yesterday. But the client interview, Colin, it's exactly like it sounds. We're going to have one of our Google-trained technicians speak with you in detail about the company, you know, your services, your service area, mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, what's unique about your business, you know, the services you really want to focus on right now, services you want us to make sure that we include. Now, as far as the service area goes, we don't draw a big circle around you. Cody was saying you'll go an hour, maybe even 2 hours or more for the right job. You know, San Bernardino County, Beaumont, Menifee, parts of Costa Mesa. So you guys really are able to travel for the bigger jobs. Now, we can focus on specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, I'm taking a look here at the client interview calendar to find that best time for you. And then I think what I was not able to do, I did have, and I'm not sure if he mentioned it to you, was the city you were born in, San Bernardino, as the security question on the account.
Yes.
So if anyone calls us, tells us that they are with Tough Knuckles, you know, we might ask it, whether it's you or Cody, we might still ask to, you know, to verify the answer to that question. The real reason that we have that security question is for your benefit. So if anyone calls you and tells you they're Google or Local Splash even, make sure they have that information, that they know that that's the security question and the answer. And if they don't know that information, you shouldn't speak with them because it wouldn't be us. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money, then, you know, that wouldn't be us either. It's a flat rate. I was able to reduce it by almost 50%, save you guys over $250 every single month, and actually waive the setup fee. The website that we are including, that's a custom website upgrade from what was already in the system as a landing page. Now, one thing I do need to do here, and it takes a couple of minutes, we are required, because we're a Google partner, to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to the account as an added form of protection. So you know that we're going to include the website, that we're going to waive your setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification, Colin, is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. Now, I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Rios, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance, and it is to outline your service agreement. And it's also an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you restate the name of the business the way you want it to appear online?
Yes, Tough Knuckles, Inc.
And that's it. And that's exactly how I have that with the INC, Tough Knuckles, Inc., INC, period. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Colin Rios, and I am co-owner of the business.
Perfect. And as a co-owner for Tough Knuckles, Inc., of course, Mr. Rios, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course, and I spoke with your brother Cody yesterday. Between the two of you, you guys make all the decisions for the company, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the billing information that we have is for your brother, Cody M. Rios. It's a card that he gave me yesterday, but you are authorized as well for me to run that card since I spoke with him yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you and or Cody are actively involved in the campaign, and this is because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Colin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. It's our job to make sure your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you guys are going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Now, we are already aware of Angie's. There's no conflict there. The reason, well, there's a couple of reasons that we ask. One reason, of course, with all the content that we'll be creating, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, etc., we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or more important, we always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for the business online, Mr. Rios, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Colin, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, we are going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. As I mentioned, Colin, we are going to create that website for you. And since no customers come to you directly, we'll make sure that there's no street address for the business listed online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. Now, with the verification process, we may require certain documents be submitted to us, things like, you know, proof of insurance if necessary, and for sure Google's going to want us to have photos of your service vehicle, any photos of tools or equipment. Is the business itself licensed or insured? I know you've got the incorporation there, right?
Yeah, we're on the way. On the way, we're waiting to pass a couple more
okay
tests.
Got it.
But as far as someone that's, if I come across a job, it needs to be licensed. 100%,
okay.
It's licensed and insured, you know.
Perfect. Yeah, you guys can always get the work done and get the quality that the customer is looking for. So you're going to get a list of things that Google is requesting that we submit, but that's just kind of a recommended list. It's not a requirement that everything be submitted. It's just kind of to let us know that these are some of the things that they prioritize to be reassured that you are an active business, that Tough Knuckles Inc. is a real company in the area providing these services. So, you know, anything like a photo of a business card or, you know, like a work invoice or something like that. I know there's no real physical workplace. There's not a brick and mortar storefront that the public needs to be aware of. Customers do not come to you. Usually Google just is fine with a picture of the work vehicle parked at home, you know, where it is not being used for work. That's fine. But we do ask that you submit those documents within the first 7 days, as failure to do so in a timely fashion may result in delays, which of course we don't want. So would you agree to submitting those documents, at least the majority of them, within the first 7 days?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's going to be perfect. Now, I was able to reduce the cost of the service by almost 40% from what would have normally been $599 to just $349. That's the exact amount. The $349 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Mr. Rios, it's an exact amount. There's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. Now, as I mentioned, this does include content on Google and Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook campaign, the social media campaign is included at no cost. And in this case, we'll also be doing a website upgrade, so not a landing page, but a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven custom website that will be included at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, you'll also have access to a website editor tool. It's part of your client dashboard, which is your tracking and so much more. So you can see how well the account is performing. Yeah, absolutely, no problem.
Did you say it was $399? And then like about 20 minutes ago, did you say it was
$349? No, not $399, $349. So yeah, it's almost 40% off the normal cost. Now, it is listed on our website at $599, but it is only going to be $349 as an exact amount. There's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees. So yeah, you're getting like almost 42% off for that. And of course, it's all inclusive. There's no hidden taxes. The website's included. Now, of course, your payment for the initial term, the setup fee is going to be waived entirely. There's normally a setup fee that attaches to that first month. But with that waive, the initial the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is the 6th. Of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $349. And that is an exact amount of fixed rate that will never go up. Of course, it is recurring billing on the 6th of the month in that same exact reduced rate of $349. Once again, that rate is not ever going to go up on you. Now, we typically do our client interviews first day, second day, third day. I'm going to pull up that calendar now and make sure we can get that done as quick as possible. Within 5 to 7 business days is when you'll have full access to that client dashboard. That's when all of the directories will be submitted and there's something to track. They do want us to say 7 to 14 days for the website and the Facebook ads, which are really just waiting for the website to be completed, but it typically only takes about 7 to 10 business days. We get things done quickly, and since we can always make updates after that, you'll have that website in a timely fashion. Now, days 45 through 60, everything's firing on all cylinders. You're found throughout your service area for all the keywords for the services you provide. Whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, that rate will never go up. And, of course, we'll continue to provide reporting, updates, optimization support as well. Now, as with any form of advertising, we do want you to give it a fair chance to work. The first month is going to be good. The second month is going to be even better. Now, of course, you may discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. I do mention that it can be paused seasonally, although we're not going to experience that here in Southern California. But all that we do request, and if you cancel your agreement altogether within the first 90 days, an early termination fee does apply. But if you, all that we need to do to make sure that to prevent the charge for the following month is contact us at least 3 days before your billing date. So if you can think right around the first of the month, and that's because we're closed on the weekend. Mr. Rios, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now I'm pulling up the calendar and it looks like we're already booked out for the day. So we are looking to Monday. Oh my goodness, we got booked out for Monday already? So Tuesday as early as 7 o'clock. Just a couple of minutes ago when I started the call, we had 3 spots available for Monday. So as late as 2 o'clock on Tuesday, as early as 7 o'clock, and just about every half hour even in between, but booked out at the very end of the day. So did you want something early, mid-morning, or as late as 2 o'clock, somewhere in between maybe?
We could do around this time or 12 or whatever.
Let me
you want
check.
To do.
There's a 10 o'clock and there's a 1 o'clock, but the 12 and the 11 have been booked out.
Let's do 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 1 until 2. It's a 1-hour window, but the call really does only take about 30, maybe 40, 45 minutes. If I am in between calls at 1 o'clock when the technician is ready to call you, I will be looped into that phone call just in the beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have. I do try to keep my phone line open during those times, but I may be on a call that started way prior and I'm still stuck on it. But even if I am not available, our technician will call you right at or within a couple of minutes of 1 o'clock. They'll take really good care of you. Other than that, you're going to get in the next couple of minutes here a couple of different emails. One is your welcome email. It's going to have our client support information on there, but more importantly, it's going to have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, if you have a pen handy, I'm happy to give you that information now.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so the toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, you can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, Colin, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. The email address that I have right now is Cody's. Cody, be the name at Outlook.com. Did you want to replace that with your email?
No, we could run his, we could do his email, that's fine.
Okay, and he mentioned at some point you guys might get a more, like, business-related email, and that's perfectly fine. At this point, your website will not have an email visible to the public, although Cody's email will be linked to the contact form. So when people fill out that contact form, you'll still get requests by email. There's no additional cost if they're contacting you through your website. Most of the time, they're simply just going to call you directly. So I'll put that there as the email address. But your phone number is the one that we want to call for the client interview, right? The one ending 5190?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So we'll be calling that one. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system, looks like our system sent out all three. One is your welcome email. It's got the client support information that I just gave you. It has also your username and password. Now, because we spoke initially with Cody, it's his phone number that is linked to the username. It's set in our system. The password right now is RunSuccess, RunSuccess. You don't have to try to log in now. Your tracking system isn't active now. You'll get an error message saying we're still trying to set things up. But the username is Cody's phone number, area code included, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Of course, that's easy for you both to remember and easier for us to access and associate with your account. You've also gotten the other one that I mentioned, talking about sending us photos that help us verify your business. The one that I actually did want you to open up, though, is the other one, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open that one up, it's going to say, hello, Colin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below. A couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see both that email and the two words, click here?
One more time?
Local Splash Initial Invoice email, do you happen to see that one?
Yeah, I see them. I see them all.
Okay, so click on that Local Splash Initial Invoice email and open that up, and then scroll down to where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, click here.
One second.
No problem. I've sent a calendar invite for that follow-up call. That did go to Cody's email, but you'll also receive an hour prior a reminder email as well.
Okay. And then does he get charged right now?
Yeah. So that payment has been processed, and then we've got everything set up to get moving forward here. And if you open up the one that says the Local Splash Terms of Experience and click on the click here, it starts out as a blue field, but you can scroll through it and it's everything we went over. The focus is going to be on Google. Obviously, it's everyone's main focus. It'll be ours as well. But 1 out of 10, roughly, people will search on Bing. You are going to be listed on Bing as well. Of course, we're doing the Facebook ads. We're doing the website, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Did you open up that link? Can you see the three boxes at the bottom?
One second. No, I don't see it.
You see
Local Splash Welcome. Here are your credentials for your client dashboard. 909.
Yeah, that's the welcome email. There should be one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay. Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Correct. So if you click on that, you know, feel free to scroll through it. Like I said, Google, Bing, Apple Maps, all of that. The website's included. But if you scroll down, or actually skip past the scrolling part, where it says three boxes, we do want you to click on all three of them. One that you agree to allow us to send SMS, which is, you know, text through the computer. One that you certify that you are authorized to use the card on file. And the other one that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Once you click on all of those boxes, now it does have Cody's billing name on there, Cody M. Rios, and it does want that to be an exact match. There's no period after the M, and then it's usually case sensitive, at least for the first name, but it doesn't have to be for everything else. But once you've got Cody M. Rios in that box, click the confirm signature box. That does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that we're doing the website, that we reduced the cost by over 40%, that we waived your setup fee, etc. Colin, it's also going to let us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you to log into your tracking system. As I mentioned, your tracking system's not yet active, but the automated system is prompting you to log into it. So you don't have to go that next step, but do let me know when you see that next page.
Okay, one second. If we don't have the license in 7 days, is that what was going on with that? No.
So we're asking that you provide any supporting documents that you do have. Licensing is not required. It's just kind of it's like a form letter that everybody gets. Google knows that licensing is not required in certain industries. That's just kind of a list of things that help us to get the process moving forward. in a timely fashion. You don't have to be licensed for this. The one thing that might be required for licensing, and I'd have to double check because it depends on the area, it depends on the industry, and it's not even a product that we're offering right now, but if you have heard of Google Guarantee, it's now called Google Verified or Local Service Ads. With that, you're paying per individual lead. The leads are like $40, $50 each, so that's kind of not something we're doing right now. But that's the only thing that even requires, well, it does require insurance, but it does not always require licensing. But just to kind of reiterate, that's not going to hold you back right now. We don't need you to have a license or submit it within 7 days. Any documents that you do have, even if it's a business card or an invoice or something like that, we do ask that you help us to get things moving forward because we want to get this going as quick as possible. And Google does require certain documents for us to prove that you're a real company. So that's the only thing that we're hoping is that you can get us whatever you have, even if it's a picture of the service vehicle or a picture of some of your tools, that you send it to us as quickly as you can, you know, and we'll let you know if we need anything else. But I don't think that licensing is going to hold you back with what we're doing right now.
Okay. Alrighty, sounds good. He was just messaging me right now. He can't be on the phone right now because he's at work.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that's why it's hard for me to reach him, and I think why he wanted you to be the guy that we have the client interview with. And then while I've got you on the phone, I did want to like help out my client interview technician a little bit here. Do you guys want to be listed like Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday? When did you want to be found online?
We can be found online every day.
Every day? It's like 7 to 7, 8 to 5.
7 to 8, we can do like 8 to 5 or 7 to 7.
Yeah, okay. And then at this point, are you accepting anything other than cash, check, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
Mostly all payments. We even do credit.
Credit? You do or do not?
We even do credit as well.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. And then were you able to hit the submit? And let me just refresh my system here. Were you able to click all the boxes and hit the confirm signature? Okay. If you have any issues with that, it's all right. Our client interview technician can walk you through it when they do that follow-up call. But other than that, I wanted to say welcome aboard to both of you guys. We're really excited. Now, if you have any pictures right now that you know for sure you want on your website, you can email them to either the support@localsplash.com email address or photos. Client interview technician or that phone call. photos@localsplash.com, that's directly to the photos department. In all honesty, you can send anything and everything to the support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. We'll take care of the rest of that. Other than that, always a pleasure to speak with you, speak with your brother. You guys are really nice guys. I think this is perfect timing to get this going here for Tough Knuckles, Inc., and I'm excited to be a part of your success and continued growth as a company. I do for sure hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician gives you that follow-up call. I definitely would be happy to say a quick hello to you. Like I said, that follow-up call should be right at or maybe a couple of minutes after 1 o'clock on Tuesday.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you, bro.
All right. I appreciate you. You guys have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks again for your time.
You too. Have a good one.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.